Brian Hennessy from Picture This. It all started with this in 2015.
Take my hand and we can go walking.
And it is still going strong for the Picture This boys. They've had massive shows this year in Dublin and Cork and Belfast. They're going on tour in October. They have a brand new song out with Dean Lewis, the Australian, called Middle of Love. And I can't wait for you to hear it in the next few minutes. But let's go to Ryan Hennessy from Picture This via Zoom right now. Ryan, how are we going?
Hello, how are you, Dave?
I didn't think I'd get an opportunity to get an insight on Electric Picnic so quickly, but was there at the weekend. Of course, you debuted your new single with Dean Lewis, an Australian-Irish collaboration. There's enough Irish over there. It makes perfect sense. But before we talk about the single, I was watching some artists and thinking, how do you not freeze looking at so many people? Is there a trick, or does it just come naturally as a performer all these years in?
It's a fair question. I wonder that myself sometimes. But for me, do you know what? A bigger crowd is easier to play to. Because when you're in a small, intimate venue, well, easy is the wrong word, but it's like it's a little bit more comfortable, actually, than like, because when you're in a small venue, you feel way more kind of exposed. And I think for me, anyway, I'd be more likely to freeze or feel nervous in a small, intimate venue because it's way more personal. But for me, the big crowd is like you just walk out and just like you just take the energy of the crowd, and that kind of just gets you through everything. The adrenaline is just like, adrenaline is like a superpower when you walk on stage, like at an Electric Picnic or whatever. So for me, once you just channel that correctly, it's like you feel like bulletproof.
I've heard performers talk before about being sick and they could have the flu 2 minutes before they go on stage, and then they do a 2-hour set and they don't feel a thing and come off and absolutely shattered. Can you relate to that?
Absolutely. I've been there many times. Like, it's crazy. I remember being, we did a tour of the US in 2019, and I remember we were in Philadelphia and it was like 2 minutes to stage and I was asleep on a couch because I was like jet lagged and we were traveling and it wasn't getting much sleep. And I remember just being like, I'm supposed to be on stage in 2 minutes. I just woke up and I don't know how I'm going to do this. And I'll never forget just walking on the stage and being like totally just revitalized. And that was like, again, just like a small show, but it's just when you know that there's people there to see you, it just like boosts you and you can get through anything with adrenaline. Like, it's crazy. Probably not healthy, but in the long run, but it works in the moment.
That slightly reminds me of, there's a story that goes around about the Gooch Cooper before Kerry being in an All-Ireland final, and he's having a nap that day before the All-Ireland and he goes and gets man of the match. On that, can you give us some insight why artists and bands and performers like yourself look up and maybe get more starstruck by sports people than those people in your industry?
Yeah, it's a very, very good point because it's so true, you know. I find, like, I'm trying to think of a time where I've been starstruck by a musician. I can't really think, but I can think of a million off the top of my head, sports people. And I know from, it goes both ways, you know. Any of my sports friends all want to be musicians. Like, James Madison is a good friend of mine, and we both live vicariously through each other, like, totally all the time. He's always texting me about music all the time. It's all he wants to talk about, and I'm just always asking him about football. Like, it's a funny thing. I think it's because it's so alien to you, probably. You know, we know kind of what goes into being an artist and being in music. But for me, anyway, growing up, it was all about, my whole life was based around soccer. It was like, they were gods to me, you know. So the fact that people are actually doing that and living that kind of dream that I had is just crazy. So I think because it's so alien, you kind of get more starstruck by it.
It is Dave Duke with you today. Fionnuala's off, but we are joined by Ryan Hennessy from Picture This. Satellites was released very quickly after Picture This's latest album that was released this year, Parked Car Conversations. They didn't rest on that. They were like, more music. Get out, Picture This, Satellites. And now, today, they've released a brand new song with Dean Lewis. It is quite a unique song in the fact that it is a male duet. They are both singing about being in love with the same person, and they're lamenting over that. This is a song that I think I could have done with in the Bebo days, Ryan. It's given me some retrospective healing, catching other people giving, who I loved and liked, giving loves to other people.
Yeah, well, I remember those Bebo days were tough times, man.
They were tough times.
people being, they used to break my heart seeing like a girl you fancied being other half with someone else on Bebo. That was always a gut-wrenching moment. Yeah, that's basically, this song is just a grown-up version of that. And it's, I wrote that song like a year ago, sitting right here actually, where I'm sitting talking to you. And I remember just, I'd always wanted to write a male duet. I just thought it would be quite interesting to have two guys singing to each other, but about a girl that they're both in love with. I always just thought that would be maybe an interesting concept, and I wrote that. And it's one of those things where, like, often in music and in this kind of business or whatever you want to call it, what you want to happen and what actually happen are two very different things. So usually, like, I wrote the song and I was like, I would love, I could just hear Dean Lewis singing it for whatever reason. He was the first voice that I heard, and I've been a fan of his, and we kind of knew each other, and I just sent it to him, and I had no expectations that he would even be interested, because it's just the way the industry works. There's so much at play. But it was the easiest process ever. Sent it to him on a text, and he loved it instantly, and was like, I was like, there was a second verse there, but if you want to write your own second verse, which he did, and it was amazing, and it was very Dean Lewis. It was like perfectly him. And then it's just, the whole process has just been so easy. And then it was like, he killed it, we did the song, and then we were like, when should we release it? He said he was playing Electric Picnic, so we were like, let's premiere it there and release it the following week. And it's just been such a enjoyable process working with Dean on the whole thing. It's been amazing.
Pardon me if I'm wrong on this, you kind of look shocked at how well this has all come together. I'm sure things aren't as easy as this all the time.
Yeah, shocked. I'm almost appalled at how he, because I'm not used to it. It's a weird line of work and career to be in like that, you know, because you get people say, promise you things all the time, and people, oftentimes it's like, it's actually good hearted. It's just the way the industry works. Like, we've had to cancel on people, and not, you know, we're supposed to go into a studio with someone, then all of a sudden you can't because you get a last minute show or whatever, or you're supposed to be in a city and you don't end up there. And it's just the way, it's just tough to get two artists in a room and actually just work together. It's a lot tougher than it sounds. But yeah, it's just been, it is like, been shockingly easy and enjoyable.